Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the art. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody who took time out tonight to listen via web, via phone. We know you guys could have been doing anything. And I'm actually gone until Sunday, but I said I'm going to slide out a little bit of time, even on my break. And what I'm doing, actually, this isn't really a break, but, you know, in the midst of what I need to do, the moves I need to make, I still wanted to pay homage to you guys and also provide that platform that a lot of people look forward to, either listening or getting geared up to get on the mic or just getting on the mic to let us know what's going on in your communities. Perform, you can sing, you can rap, as long as you keep it clean and positive. You can spit poetry, whatever it is that you do. You do short stories, you do comedy, whatever it is. That's what we are here for. So I do appreciate you. I'm not going to be on here long tonight. I'm going to try to go 30, 40 minutes or so. But either way, we'll have a good time tonight. I hope you stay on the line. If you feel inspired, please feel free to do so and get on the mic. If right now you don't have the courage, just remember, I say this all the time, you never know, there could be somebody out there who needs to hear what you have to say. So with that being said, I got to pay homage to one of my homies, Mr. Dion Ballard, who is the founder and CEO of Enlistic Media. I call him an Enlistic soldier because he calls his crew his soldiers, and I really love that. So I always call him Enlisted Soldier. I thought I told you. But Dion has a movement going on as far as like the anti-bullying movement in Springfield, Massachusetts. Y'all please check him out. Check him out, Dion Ballard, on Facebook. And like I say, check out Enlisted Media. That starts with the N-L-I-S-T-I-C Media. Check that out and support him. That's my brother from another mother. And the reason why I'm mentioning him, because I'm going to actually open the track line and play his track. And his track is, if you allow it to open your mind and think about what he's saying, you'll be amazed. But the name of his piece is called Visionary. And if you are a visionary, and I'm pretty sure all of you are, you know, because you have a vision. So with that, it does come trials, tribulations, good, bad, the ugly, but it's all worth it because you're worth it. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get started with Visionaries by Dion Ballard. Let's get it. Seem to be having some technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on, you guys, but please bear with me. Mm-hmm.
visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels, much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith. Motivated to keep on reaching, the Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision. Insightful, increasing their territory. Wholeness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries. For the people could realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth. Others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are enjoying the Lyrical Cypher. I know we've having some technical difficulties with the tracks. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and open up the open mic lines and shout-out lines for anybody who wants to perform. And I hope you guys can still hear me. But we're having some weird technical difficulties. But like I say, one monkey don't stop no show. So let's go. So first artist I got on the mic, we got Miss Faye in the building. What's up, Faye?
Hey, China, I miss you guys Saturday.
I miss you too. We were looking for you.
I know. My son had a baby on Thursday.
Oh,
McKinley.
Congratulations. Oh.
Thank you. And then my cousin had a baby on Friday. So I was in Raleigh so Saturday morning I headed out to Raleigh. And I just got home about a half hour ago.
Wow.
So, that's my sixth grandbaby. And she is so precious to me.
I believe it. That's a beautiful name, too.
Yeah, McKinley Marie Foster, that's her name.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But I got, tonight I got, I'm going to do Beautiful Chaos.
All right.
In my mind where I shine, letters, words, sentences float around, hope in the form of beautiful sound. The chaos happens each time my creativity begins. I make magic when I make love to my paper with my pen. When I reach for my pen, the race begins to create art that would make the mind bend, to divine for them a paradise, so clearly anything they would sacrifice. A living, breathing creation, a representation of the pain that I'm in. That's when I make magic with my pen, when I write from within. The magic happens, I'm sometimes shocked to see how many respond to my sea of misery. The chaos that is my gift is enhanced by you presently. Sometimes I'm writing in a frenzy. My muse says, slow it down, create your own sound. Write like it's your final deed. I want to see you bleed. Beautiful chaos.
Yo, I love that piece, man.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing, lady.
I'm going to do my best every time.
You already got it, man. And look, I hope you come and celebrate with me for my birthday. Well, my birthday is August 25th, but the show is August 18th. And we're going to have a really good time. So I hope you can make it.
I'll do my best.
All right, buddy. Everybody, that was Faye on the line. But Beautiful Chaos, that was beautiful. It was a beautiful piece, most definitely. And for anybody, August 18th, please mark it in your calendar. That is my birthday show. We're going to be having Marcus Anderson. He will be the feature for tonight. If you don't know who Marcus Anderson is, he is a famous saxophonist. Check him out. Just type in Marcus Anderson. You can Google him, and he is amazing. He's very humble and a good friend of mine. So I'm thankful that he is coming to the show. And he's been to Illusions before, and he shut the house down, and I'm looking forward to him setting the building on fire because he is amazing. He used to be on tour with Prince until he passed, and he's also on tour right now with CeeLo Green and on his own tour as well. But scoring, like, I think he's, like, number one in the Billboard charts for jazz. But y'all check Marcus Anderson out. Support him most definitely. And I look forward to seeing you guys on August 18th. Let's turn up. All right, so I got a 646 on the line. What's up? What's up? This is China.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon, China. My name is Jennifer. I also go by JHDX. I'm actually from New York. I got introduced to your show. Thank you. I got introduced to your show from my mom. It's Faye. We just heard her piece.
I knew it was Faye. Let me get her on the line. What's up? What's up, Faye? Got your daughter on the line. I had a feeling y'all were intertwined.
Hi, Jenny, baby. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I just got home from work. I said, let me get on this phone and hear you speak your piece. It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh.
Was.
I love it. So what you got for us, Jay?
Unfortunately, I don't have anything for you guys tonight. My head is kind of like bobbled with work and everything, and I kind of like to unwind and be in my peaceful zone, but I'll definitely be ready for you next week. But I definitely just wanted to give a shout-out, you know, definitely tell my mom I'm here to support her and also support you and your show. I think this is a great, great thing you have going on here.
Thank you,
lady.
Well, are you in New York now?
Yes, I'm actually in Manhattan, also known as Harlem.
Okay. Well, look, we look forward to whenever you come down to visit. Make sure you come to Illusions. We'd love to have you on the mic, rock out with us in the band.
Oh, okay. It sounds great. I'm actually, your birthday sounds like a good idea.
Now you should come. Let's do it.
All right.
That's my
cap. You.
I put on your calendar. Okay, well,
definitely.
We appreciate you most definitely. And big shout out to you for calling in and to Faye. Love that lady. She's amazing. Can't wait for her book to come out and that CD. All right,
yeah,
everybody. That's Ms. J. I'll make sure you say it one more time. How you?
J. No, it's okay. Call me Ms. J. That sounds better.
Okay. Well, we got Ms. J in the building. All right, y'all. Please stay on the line. We're going to keep the show rolling. All right, everybody. For anybody, like I say, if you have a show going on, yeah, something going on in your community, we're all about support, so let us know, and so we can promote it and put it out here. And also, please don't get nervous or scared, because we do have people who listen internationally. We got people, I got to give a big shout out to 242 Bahamas, who's listening right now. We got people in Paris, London, Norway, a lot of places all over England. We got people in Jamaica that's listening. I'm just thankful, you know, and we got 100% of people in most cities, and like a city out of every state that's listening. So we do appreciate everybody who's taking time out to listen via web. We got more listeners via web than we have callers. But I do appreciate the callers that come in, too, because sometimes we have, like, 30, 40 callers, you know, or 20, 30 callers or whatever. But it fluctuates. But it's good, because I do appreciate you taking the time out. This is a Tuesday night. It's 9 o'clock. And this is just your time to unwind. This is your platform. A positive platform for you to express yourself through the arts, and also for us to connect, because I really believe that we all are here to connect, to, you know, help one another, not to hurt one another. You know, I'm constantly going to give you different things as I go and I grow. I try to give to you guys, and it's amazing because I'm right here at UNCW for anybody, you know, that's UNC Wilmington, and I'm here for my summer school for my substance abuse counseling, and I'm actually going to be a certified counselor for North Carolina, yay, but for a lot of you guys, you know, I'm a counselor, I'm a life coach, motivational speaker, I do a lot of different things, I wear many hats, but it's actually relaxing to me to do what I do because it all has the art healing components and the holistic approach that I love. And you constantly hear me saying that. But like I say, whatever I can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. But all I can do is give you what I got. You know, and this is me. And I appreciate God for allowing me to have this platform and also Illusions, period, to make these things happen for me and for you. So it's a really good give and take situation going on here. But just giving people who haven't heard before what we do, how we do it. This is another platform for you to express yourself in. You'll be amazed, like this practice ground, we can't see you. But if you were ever nervous about getting on the mic, we can't see you. So you can actually just do you. And we'll be good. So with that being said, when it's time for you to get on the mic in the flesh, in 3D, that metaphysical situation going on, you actually be prepared. I've seen it. You know, different people who have never gotten a mic, got on the mic and were just ready because you had an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to do this on the show. So with that being said, I got to give a big shout out to Carlos and Miss Nikki, who that's exactly what happened with them. They weren't on the mic and they got a chance to get on the show at Illusions finally after 4 years and rock the mic like they've been on the mic forever. But that's what happens when you're using practice grounds like this. You're ready. You had time to prep. And mind you, well, none of us will ever be perfect. I'm an artist and I won't ever be perfect, but I'm cool with that because it actually gives me leeway to continue to grow, to learn, to get better. But always know I'll never be perfect. Yeah, I'm cool with moving on. Want to go ahead, too. We got Mr. Carlos on the mic. I call him DMX of Poetry, and you guys will see why. What's up? What's up, Carlos?
What's up, channel? How you doing, sweetie?
Doing pretty good.
Yo, and I was sitting there just listening, man, and after sitting there just going to the show the other night, and it's like everybody else just sit back and practice. They get up, like, know what I'm saying? And then, I was like, God, I need to get my stuff together.
Well,
no, but you know what I'm saying? But,
like...
China, it's just like, I just wrote this stuff and I just wanted to share it. You know what I mean? So that's all I'm doing, mm-hmm. is just sharing it, man. So, you know what I mean? But, hey,
oh, yeah.
It is fun, though. And the more you do it, it's just like you see now, even though I did mess up the other night, I know the Preaching the Dope Fiend now by heart. Before, it took me 10 years to learn it, but I got it.
That's why
I got it
now. Exactly. And I'm going to tell you guys a one little secret that I had to learn the hard way. And I know that I'm my own worst critic, and it must be because I'm a Virgo. I don't know. But I'm very analytical. And I'm always checking me. I check me before you check me or whatever. And that could be a good thing and a bad thing. I know that for sure. But one thing I will say to you is an artist's secret is if you forget your piece, nobody knows it but you.
Right.
So you can actually ad-lib, and I wouldn't know the difference because the last show, I forgot like a paragraph of my piece, and I kept rolling. Now, I beat myself up on the inside, but I ain't tell nobody.
Right. Well, okay, I hear you. But I had fun, though. I did have fun, though.
Right.
I did have fun, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did have fun.
That's cool.
Hey.
Well, I appreciate y'all coming.
Yeah. And I saw this one lady asked me about the Future and the Dope Fiend. It was like the conversation. She was like, she really liked it. So that's the thing that I was talking about. It just might reach somebody, you know what I mean? So that's what I was looking for. That's all I was looking for. Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Hey, yo.
Well, you got
all right.
What you got for tonight?
I was looking, man. I got one I wanted to share. It's called The Question Is, since you called me Bishop Hill. Says I'm the bishop. It's not, and it's not even me preaching. It's just I got a question to ask, and I'm not gonna make one statement until the very end. But these are all questions. And it said the question is, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna say when you stand before God on Judgment Day? What life are you gonna live? What path are you gonna take? Who really matters to you? What decisions are you going to make? Are you going to do what's right? Are you going to reach your goals? Are you going to live life of righteousness? Or maybe even touch a few souls? Or will you say that you don't care? Your only concern is yourself. And all the stuff that others are crying about, you're only worried about your wealth. Well, what if you made it big? And money is no longer an issue. And what if while you're out making all this money, your kids call you and tell you that they miss you? But what if you made a bad decision, even though it was a few years ago? And now that you come to your senses, you choose not to deal with them anymore. But what if you decide to move on, no longer sitting still? And as soon as you start moving, you find yourself just spinning wheels. How do you feel that you already know this to yourself? You feel kind of dumb. Well, how are you going to call yourself a baller when the whole time you've been living like a bum? Or how are you going to blame the next person for all the choices that you've made? And how do you expect things to change if you don't change your ways? When will you stand up? Accept your own responsibility. And even if it is a load, just apply your best ability. When will you realize that God won't put no more in you than you can bear? And no matter what you're going through, don't you know that he'll always be there? Why can't we just see that we just won't lose? But the reason that we are behind is because from the choices that we choose. Why do we choose to be misled? Why can't we unite? Why come the only thing that people think about us is the only thing that we do is fight? That's each other, that is. Or what if I forgot to ask the question that's on your mind? Are you going to address it or are you just going to leave it behind? Are you going to address the issue and try to solve the problem, or will you fall back and just let karma resolve? See, y'all, don't get me twisted. We all got questions and issues in life, and the only way to fix it is to acknowledge it, address it, and do what's right. See, through age, God gave us wisdom. So over time, it continued to come. Look at where you are. Look at what's right and what you're doing. The question is, are you wise or are you dumb? That's that.
Wow.
Man.
You got a medicine, question. Man.
Yeah, but
that's a lot. Go ahead.
No, that was it. It was just questions. And if I forgot to ask one,
okay.
I said it.
Yeah.
That's all.
But, you know, I like to me, I call it double entendre. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're asking those questions, you have to ask yourself those same questions. Like, you know, like you're saying those things and we're projecting them to somebody else, but we can look in our mirror and say, you know, wow, I never thought about it. When I was saying today in class, I was in a class called mindfulness, you know, and how you can incorporate yoga into your daily life. And she was talking about being mindful, you know, like being in the present. Because a lot of people live in the past. And then some people live somewhere they've never seen before, which is your future. You know what I'm saying? But you
right.
get to live in this moment.
Say the Pendergrass said, I think I better let it go.
You better say that.
I'm serious, man. That's just, and that ain't me talking about the relationship. That, or it could, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's like whatever it is, whatever your problem is, your
past,
you got to let that go, man. You got to let it go. If you want to keep dragging it with you, then it's supposed to weigh you down. Right?
But this is like what they, yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I'm just going along. I'm just an evangelist, but I'm going to go along with Bishop, what he said, and test what he said, Bishop Hill, which is let the bondage go, let that yoke go. You know, like they had the yoke on a donkey. Yeah, you gotta loosen it, let it go. You know, and that's that past, those old ways, that old thinking, that what we call stinking thinking, you know. Yeah, let go of that stack. Old folks say stacking, stacking, you know, but you got to let it go. Yes, I can get it. I can dig it. But please stand the line. I'm not going to be here long. Like I say, I'm in UNCW right now. I'm actually in school and in the dorm. And I just want to make sure I got on the show for y'all because I love y'all and I want y'all to have your platform that I promised. You know? So when I can, I'm here.
Thank you anyway, baby, as always. Thank you, and I love you anyway. Do your thing,
I
baby.
I love y'all too, man.
I appreciate it.
But y'all stay on the line. Oh, be ready for another one now. Coming back. All right, everybody. That was Carlos in the building. I got you, Carlos. And I do appreciate you guys taking time out to listen tonight because you could have been anywhere else, but you chose to be here with us at Lyrical Cypher, and I appreciate you, and I like to pay homage. I know a lot of people are like, oh my God, she says that every single show. Yeah, because guess what? No 2 seconds, and I say seconds or milliseconds are the same. Meaning, what we were talking about yesterday is gone. It's not here anymore. You know, the last second, the second before this one is gone. So what matters right now is here and in this present. I appreciate you because none of this is promised. So I appreciate you, and I really believe, and that's something I just want to share tonight, was about that appreciation. I really believe that when you start appreciating every moment, every second, every hour, every connection, you'll have peace of mind. And then appreciating, even though if it was a bad trial, or a bad tribulation, or a bad choice, or a bad mistake, learn something from it. Flip that negative into a positive and make things better. We are not always squeaky clean. We're not always right. We don't always have it all together. We probably won't ever because we're not perfect. But you can find peace in those beautiful, in that beautiful chaos, like Miss Faith said. You can find peace in what Anthony Davis said, that beautiful problem. You can find peace. And what you think is vain, like none of the things, your trials, none of the things you endured, good, bad, or ugly, or indifferent, have not been in vain. They actually have a purpose. But if you look past wallowing in the pity, wallowing in the sadness, wallowing in those negative things, you can see the beauty of it if you allow it. So you can count it all on joy as opposed to sitting here and standing in that place, because depression is a killer. You know, that anxiousness is a killer. Like, anxious for what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know. But what happens today is what matters. Like, we here. And just make an impact on your life right now. You know, you'll be amazed. Like, even if you cannot see, if your bills aren't paid right now, and you need this, this is just an example. Your bills aren't paid. You need this and a third or whatever, or you want to be in this place in your life. Speak it. Affirmations. Put those positive affirmations out there. Speak life over you. And speak it and believe it. Speak it until it happens. And then guess what? Speak something else. Don't just give up. Keep speaking something positive over your life so it continues to grow and manifest like it should. And it will. And you'll see the change. You'll see your change in the way you think. And you'll start receiving better things. But if you constantly say, y'all ever heard people say, well, yeah, I know it's too good to be true. Or, yeah, you know, I've done it. You know, and guess what? When you say it's too good to be true, it actually ends up being too good to be true. Why? Because I called it out. I called it forth. I already expected it, so I'm looking for it. But guess what? Reverse that thing. Switch that thing up. Yeah, this is good, and I receive it. Instead of saying, this is too good to be true. Yes, it's good, and I want more of it. So I'm going to go out there and get more of it instead of waiting for the worst. And we think that that is a protective mechanism. I had to learn the hard way. Like, I used to always expect the worst so I could deal with the worst. No, it actually hinders you. And it makes things worse. And you'll only think about the worst. Like I say, I don't mind expressing my vulnerabilities because I realize they're my strength. They're a part of me, too. Like, my strengths and my weaknesses, but it's all good. So I hope what I'm saying to somebody is helping somebody. If I help one person, I've done my job. If you don't need it, I told you, toss it. I won't be offended. But all I can do is share with you what I got right here on my radio show. So I do appreciate you taking the time out to listen, and I hope that you guys are taking time out to grow. You are seed. You got the water. You got the photosynthesis. You got the light, the chlorophyll, all the things that you need right there in front of you. You have the peace of mind you've been seeking. It's already in you. You got the positivity. It's already in you. But it's just opening your mind to something different. Allow your cup to be filled. Make space in your life for something better, and it will come. But if you don't make space in your life for something better, even a better thinking pattern, it won't come. Make space in your life. Like, even if you got to make space in your life for God, make space in your life for God if you're a believer. Make space in your life for Him so He can come in and fix the things that you don't know how to fix. Just trust and believe that it can happen. I believe in you, even if you don't believe in you. So, with that being said, you know, I know Mr. Hill calls me evangelist, so this evangelist is going to hush her mouth right now, and we're going to try to play another track and see what happens.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God be the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change to get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, sir, can you spare me a dime? And the preacher said, son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time. And the fiend said, sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way. But the preacher said, son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay. And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar. The next he got two. And by the third, he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy. He was winning the soul. So he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother. Now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, preacher man, I just love the fish. Let's slip off and run down to the creek. And the preacher said, you know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week. and after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait, and no need to question the fiend's money. We all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention, and he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on, and I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Reb, look at here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, look at here. Let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated because the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend, he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love?" And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Well, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes." But the rev said, "Only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time." So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched him around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the rev shook his head like, "Boy, you must think I'm dumb." He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the rev, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead, because it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did their thing. They just smoked out of style, and until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word. And the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
Now there's no misleading to the fact that I too ain't always got my sugar honey iced tea on the right track. But baby, don't get it twisted. My time is well invested in what I call life after the storm. Wrath to the rage, try to write, but ink to no page, so I wait. Listen, you hear that? Silence. Then I thought to myself, I've always had the ability to see good in everyone else but myself. Why is that, I wonder? So let me make this simple and plain. You see, there's a misconception to the rule. Why is it that we must do unto others as we want them to do unto us? But the first sign of disorder and being weak, we have to be the bigger person and turn the other cheek. Let me give you an example. Love thy neighbor, they say. Lend a helping hand and you'll grow. When in the back of my mind, all I want to do is dial 911 because I done choked that hoe. I am not mean, but always misunderstood. But don't let the nice girl fool you. I can come out of retirement on you and get straight hood. And this just ain't something I heard. This is the truth and what I know. If you know better, you'll do better. I made my share of mistakes in life, so I strive to do better than more better has ever been. Stay 100.
Yeah, this it right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ days. Yeah, just another overrated quote, an underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts, yeah. They're too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch it, cause faith tells me without a sign. It's nothing like the first few verses. See, this is deeper, like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper, I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy, reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See, everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see, you two don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look what I made, hope I say, there's no rage in the deal because I ain't safe. The mixture, flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
Everybody, I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Here, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl China with the Lyrical Cypher, and I hope you guys have had a good time so far and enjoy the show and maybe got some inspiration. Enlightened in some way, motivated to keep dreaming, keep pushing, keep praying, to do what you do. And everybody on this earth, I believe in my heart, were born with a gift, whether it's art or whatever, but either way, tap into it. And I encourage you guys to be the best you know how to be. And with that being said, this is the last round of the Lyrical Cypher, and I'm going to put Miss Faye on the line. What's up, Faye? Get you to spit for us tonight.
Hey, China.
Hey, lady. You got
that's
something
nice for you. Yeah, I got Pulse. This one really touches my heart.
Okay.
I had one task to guard you against her. It worked for a while. It worked. Now you're bloody. I failed the one assignment given me. I look to you tearfully. The sorrow I feel at letting you down is profound. I will never forgive myself. To you, I am always bound. Let me help you, hold you, carry and caress you.
In all my life, you have never let me down. My promise to you once more is to protect you with my crown. You are my most amazing part. I will keep you safe, my heart. That's Pulse.
Wow. That was beautiful. About made me cry.
Thank you.
Girl.
That's so hot.
You got it going on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you keep writing, lady, and keep freeing yourself. And I'm
going
to write something, too. Like, go ahead.
That's what it's all about, freeing myself.
That's right. Yeah. You have to embrace you, you know. So if you don't embrace you, you can't embrace somebody else.
And I hope somebody likes it, but it's basically for me.
Exactly. Well, you know, let it work on you, and then when it's time for you to give away, just like a butterfly, you know, you right now you're in that cocoon stage, and it's working through you, so it's okay. You know, and then when it's time for you to fly, you're going to give it away, and somebody else is going to use it.
Right.
Yeah, keep on doing what you're doing, buddy.
Thank
all right. Anytime. That was Miss Faye tonight. And my boy's feeling a little raspy tonight, but it's all right. We'll keep right on rolling. But I will say that before I get, I'm going to go ahead and prepare Carlos because he's closing us out tonight. He doesn't know that, but I'm going to go ahead and let you know. I'm closing you. I want you to close the show out tonight with a piece, whatever you choose. If you want to be Bishop Carlos, DMX, whatever you choose to do, I just want you to do what you feel from the heart. And so with that being said, I was going to do this piece the first round, but I said, no, I'm going to save it for the second round. And this is one of the pieces in my book. And I want to dedicate this piece to my stepfather, Douglas Somerville, who's still in the hospital. And he's been in the hospital for about 7 weeks now, you guys. And if you could, please send prayers out because it's just not looking good right now. And family's hanging in there, doing the best we can. And please send out a prayer to my mom as well. But I was scrolling through my book, and I ran across this poem that I dedicated it to cancer survivors. I spoke at a cancer survivor event. I'm not a cancer survivor, but they asked me to write a poem for cancer survivors. And so he does not have cancer, but I look at this piece as a piece of somebody, just a backstory of somebody who's experiencing an illness. And you get told one thing, but I truly believe that God is the end-all, be-all. He has the answer. And so I'm saying the same thing here with Douglas, that God has the end-all, be-all, that I'm praying that even though it's taking longer for him to heal, I'm praying that he gets past this and gets better because he's got, you know, a lot of life ahead of him. And I'm just praying that comes to pass. So I'm speaking life over his life. And I pray that you guys can do the same because it has been tough. He's a really good man. And my mom loves him to death. You know, I really believe that's her soulmate. So I'm going to continue to pray and put positive vibes out there and not sing negative. And so the name of this piece is called It's Not Over. Thinking back, reminiscing about my last visit, sitting in that cold triage room, having flashbacks of days gone by, replaying chapters in my story, the good moments, trials, and tribulations, wishing I could turn back the hands of time, erase the mistakes I've made, make things right with anyone I've knowingly and unknowingly wounded through my existence. I'm assured that in all things, there's a beginning, there's an end. I call upon my Father in heaven that this visit is not a depiction of my demise. The silence was killing me softly, as if the walls were caving in on me, trying to free my mind of this fear bestowed upon me. The act of not knowing that in an instant, pain beseeks anguish, beseeks depression. A role no one should have to partake in. Clicking my heels together, waiting for a medical answer of my fate. With unfaltering faith, I fell down on my knees, tears streaming down my face. I asked God for guidance, for it is your will. My destiny is in your hand. Hold my hand. Continue to guide me on this path. Replenish my strength so that I may deal with the chapters to come. Knelt down on that cold tile floor. The specialist entered the room with my diagnosis in hand. His facial expression told me without words. With unfaltering faith, as he read my results, I received and realized that it's not over till God says it's over. So I hope that peace helps somebody. And I pray that peace helps my mom and helps Douglas as well, because she does listen to the show. So big shout out to my mom for listening to the show. She said she enjoyed it last week. And let's keep this thing going. So with that being said, Carlos, I want you to close the show out. What's up? What's up, Carlos?
I'm right here. I have prayers out to you and everybody else, man. And only thing I'm going to tell everybody is, like I always say, man, think positive and stay positive. Seek positivity. Seek and you shall find. That's my thing, man. And that's just, I think that's, you know what I'm saying? My dad was a minister. You know what I mean? So if I'm following, then I think that's just me. Seek and you shall find. Whatever you're looking for, then that's what you're going to find. So, you know what I mean? And that, regardless of what it is, if you're looking for stupidness, then when you find it, then what is you expect?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean? So you look for positivity in everything, even when people are in bad situations. Right. You look for the best. You look for the best. You hope, you pray for the best. You seek positivity. You seek the best, and you know what I mean? And go forward. And, yo, with that being said, that's me, y'all. And I enjoyed y'all and China. I'm always here. I'm always here if you ever need me. If you ain't nothing but right here. And I see you got everybody come talk to you. If you just need somebody to listen one day, just know that you can call DMX, and I'll be like, uh-huh.
You're so crazy. Uh-huh. And you know, that's crazy you just said that today, because the question today, and we remember I've been talking about self-care, right? And so I took a class today, the art of self-care. You know, I've been talking about that for months now. And she asked the question of what you just said, and that's how I know it's confirmation, Bishop. She said, I want you to take time out to think, and I'm going to say this to you guys too. Take time out and think about, like, your friends and family or whoever, and think about somebody that you can talk to that's non-judgmental. Like, that's the type of person you need in your life. You need that, and you need somebody like that in your life that's non-judgmental about your choices. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not always going to make the right choices, but either way, still have my back. And that's the type of friend I am. Like, whatever choice you make, I still got your back. Like, if you choose to go out and do whatever, I still got your back, because I know you have to find, that's your journey. It has nothing to do with me, but guess what? I'm going to pray for you. You feel me? But you still have to find your way. I can't tell you the way. I can give you what I got, but you, like I said, you can throw that away and I still won't be offended. But
that's
I'm just giving you me. I'm giving you me, and then you can do something, do what you want to with it. Either way, it's still your journey. But I still got your back. You know, and you need a friend like that. And even though you can be that friend to somebody else, sometimes that's hard to get that in return. You know, so I appreciate you saying that to me, because it's so true, because you don't always have to. And a lot of people don't ask me how I'm doing, and it's crazy. Like, whenever it's time for me to talk, I sound like I'm having Tourette's, because I'm trying to jump in and have double dutching conversation about how I'm, what's going on with me. And you have people that don't want to hear that. They only want to hear themselves. And then when I try to talk, it's kind of like, yeah. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. It's crazy. Oh, yeah. So I do appreciate you. That's the whole point of that. But thank you for offering that. But what you got for us? How you gonna shut the show down tonight?
Thank y'all for coming out. God bless y'all, and see y'all next Tuesday.
Right now, everybody, y'all, peace and blessings. That was Carlos, DMX of Poetry. And remember, you guys, keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. And lend that non-judgmental ear. You'll be amazed when you start doing that, somebody else will do it for you too. It's all a give and take. I love you all. Thank you guys for rocking out with me. And I'll see you guys next Tuesday at 9 o'clock. We're going to get it in. And August 18th on the calendar, Illusions, my birthday show, we're going to have a ball. Can't wait. All right, y'all be blessed.